Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
A new RSA, or Road Safety Authority, programme launched in September delivering road safety education to transition year students has proved to be a success, with the programme now being delivered to over 12,000 students in 140 schools nationwide. To tell us more about the programme, I'm joined by Mary Madden, who's Director of Schools from the Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim ETB, and by the RSA's Director of Partnerships and External Affairs, Sarah O'Connor. You're both very welcome to the programme. Mary Madden, I might turn to you first of all, because you're a director of schools in three counties that I mentioned there, where there have been, haven't there, tragic road accidents over the years, and I suppose it underlines the value of a programme like this.
Yeah, so thanks very much, Cormac. Look, we're absolutely delighted and privileged in the Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim Education and Training Board to embrace and to pilot this very important module. As you said, there, Mayo has a very high number of fatalities, and our 17 post-primary schools are anxious to address road safety for all of the students in our care. It's important for students to learn how everybody shares the road and how they have a personal responsibility to behave as safe road users now and into the future.
And why do you think this pilot programme, Mary, has been so successful?
Well, the module itself is an educational toolkit. It's written by a teacher, it's research-led, it's student-friendly, teacher-friendly, and has lots of resources. There's a teacher book, there's a student learning log, lots of resources come with it, there's webinars, and there's an array of age-appropriate videos from the Road Safety Authority. Mm-hmm. And schools have been given those resources. And it's something students are very interested in it.
And it includes 10 modules altogether, you say, about the components of a car, about speed, alcohol, drugs, distractions, and so on, and learning to drive. What's the feedback been like?
Well, the feedback has been excellent. I attended the training myself with Ailish, Christine and Caroline in September. Principals in our 17 post-primary schools, they released the teachers for a professional learning day. Teachers got the opportunity to partake in the activities that the students would be engaging in, which meant that the teachers were competent and prepared when going back into the classroom. Mm-hmm. Like, education is key to changing behaviour, and the principals and the teachers that engaged in the training were delighted with all of the resources when they had finished their day. So it has been really successful, and we're absolutely delighted. And our chief executive, Tom Grady, and my director colleagues, Pat and Peter, were very happy to support and pilot this really important initiative.
Yeah, really important indeed. Stay with us, Mary, and thanks for telling us about the programme. I've with me Sarah O'Connor of the RSA as well. You're welcome as well, Sarah. My thoughts, I must say, are with the families who may be listening, who've lost loved ones on the roads, especially this year so far. There have been 146, I think, road fatalities as of today, and that's 41 fatalities have been aged between 16 and 25, which is nearly 30% of the total. So this is really important, this programme, Sarah.
It's really important, Cormac. You know, we have identified over the course of the last year or two that we're very concerned about that particular younger cohort of drivers and of road users, and of the very real impacts that we're seeing. And when you're talking about, you know, 41 individuals so far this year, 16 to 25, really what it begins to speak to any of us about is the broader community impact of that, and how that surrounds a young person. And this programme, which Mary has taken you through a little bit of, is all around providing continuous road safety education that will really help and support young people throughout their lives, and will be kind of one of the bedrocks for them. I suppose one of the interesting things that came as part of the feedback was when the teachers had done the full day of training with our team, was they also found it valuable for themselves, and they also found the education for themselves as adults, and the need and want to go out into into their own communities, their own families, and to talk about what they'd learned. They found those very, very valuable. And I suppose for any of us, it's a reminder that road safety education, it's a lifelong piece, and we need to constantly re-educate ourselves as road users across the board.
It's interesting you say that about the students. It kind of reflects the international evidence, doesn't it, Sarah, about this type of an education programme?
Yeah, it does. I mean, continuous really is the underlying and in caps bit when we look at the findings for the policy that underwrites road safety education. It's not about a one-off engagement. It's not about a one visit to a school. It's about year in, year out, building on the learning, it being research-led, it being age-appropriate, and it coming from different voices and different sources. So in this instance, obviously, we're supporting the teachers to deliver a 10-class module in schools, but it's also that they will get similar and same and supportive messages from Corlin and Oak, from the Rotary Club, for example, who all also deliver road safety education interventions, which can be profoundly impactful. Okay. And it's taken as a whole, it's really, really important.
And it's going to be expanded.
That's interesting for us.
Just note the point of interest. And I was going to ask you, this is going to be expanded, this pilot program as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the piece I was going to mention. You mentioned at the beginning, we've reached about 12,500 students in the course of the last number of weeks. And that'll be rolled out over the next number of weeks to go. We had hoped we'd start with 30 to 40 schools. The demand was fantastic, and we just built up to meet that because we just thought it was so important to get a really good pilot in place and get really good learnings. And our aim for the next number of months is to listen to teachers, listen to students, change and adapt anything about the programme that needs to be amended, build on the content that we have within it, and then to roll it out to as many schools as is possible who have transition year in September. And I suppose the next step after that then will be for us focusing on junior cycle, because we are very concerned about that 16 to 25 year old age group, and we do know that continuous piece and building year on year is just so important.
Yeah, and it's so important, this programme, no doubt about it. I'm so glad to hear the success of it as well. Sarah O'Connor of the RSA, thank you. And Mary Madden, Director of Schools from the ETBs in Mayo, Sligo and Leitrim, thank you very much indeed as well.